Well, in case you missed it, Prince Harry and his wife Meghan have done a tell-all interview with Oprah. It'll broadcast tomorrow night. In what's being seen as a show of strength, the other members of the royal family, including the Queen and Prince William, will invite the world's media in so they can say thank you to all the COVID workers from around the globe. Philip Benwell from the Monarchist League, how do you think Prince Harry and Meghan's TV appearances are being thought of behind the gates at Buckingham Palace?
Undoubtedly, a lot of people will watch it, but a lot of people, I think, will be upset at the way in which they are conducting themselves. I mean, whilst they've left their royal duties, Harry is still the grandson of the Queen, and he should give thought to how his actions are affecting the Queen, who is 95. Her husband is in hospital, Prince Harry's grandfather. That's where their concern should be, not with themselves in promoting themselves on an Oprah Winfrey show.
In another TV appearance, we saw Harry spilling tea while riding a bus and asking a stranger if he could use her bathroom to have a pee. Some have observed that's not exactly dignified, is it?
Well, it's all set up and play acting. And it just shows that perhaps Harry was never really suitable to be a royal. I mean, when you look at the huge popularity that he had in this country, Australia, I mean, people loved him.
Yeah.
They loved his larrikin type of attitude and so on. But then as soon as he made the decision with Meghan to leave their royal duties, the people just turned straight against him.
Because it's interesting, because his popularity in England has plummeted, and I suppose you're not surprised.
No, well, it's the same here. I mean, he is what he is only because he is the grandson of the Queen. He is nothing in his own right as such. I mean, he was in the army, and he did his stint and so on like that. He was on the battlefront, and all due respect to him in that regard. But he has betrayed his roots as the Queen's grandson.
I'm talking with Philip Benwell from the Monarchist League. Philip, Harry's big interview with Oprah airs tomorrow. Will the royals be concerned about it?
Well, I mean, the Queen will put a brave face on it, but obviously she's going to be concerned at what seemed to be going to be some attacks on the royal household. I mean, what Meghan, I call her Meghan, not the Duchess of Sussex, seems to be concerned with is that there were rules. I mean, the royal household is run in many ways like a company. That's why they call it the firm. It's not just a normal household. It's the household of the Queen, the head of state. And therefore, there are rules that have to be followed.
Yeah.
There's protocol which has to be followed. People that marry into the royal family must understand that.
Now, Philip, as I mentioned, the royals will make a big thank you to the health workers. How much is that about deflecting attention from the Harry and Meghan story?
No, that's been planned for a long time, because tomorrow is Commonwealth Day. And every Commonwealth Day, the Queen issues a message. And this message is to pay tribute to the frontline workers who are being incredibly brave, fronting up and dealing with dangerous COVID cases and likely to catch COVID themselves because of that. You can't get away from their bravery. That is what we should be paying concentration of, not the grumblings or the moanings of some ex-royals.
God bless you, mate. Thanks so much for talking to us tonight.
Okay, thank you.